Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in
there. Today, we're in New York City, where there's more traffic than anywhere else in the country. So, most people don't drive their own cars. To get around in this town, you either walk, take the train or a bus, or take a cab. This is a taxi cab. Come on, let me give you a quick tour. New York City taxis are bright yellow, so they can be spotted quickly in traffic.
Once you hailed a cab, you're a passenger, and you have to pay for the ride.
This is the rate sign. It's big and bold and right on the door, so everyone knows how much a trip costs. To take a trip in a taxi, you watch for the top light. If it's lit, it means you can jump in the cab, and it'll take you where you want to go. Here's the meter. It keeps track of how much the trip is, and it even gives you a receipt. Every cabbie has his own trip sheet. I can keep track of all of my stops and starts for the day. Here's my hack license. It's special permission from the city that says I can pick up passengers in my cab. People may get in and out of cabs all day, but a driver can still get lonely unless he's got a buddy around for company. Well, here's a story about a New York City cabbie who finds a unique partner, and together they share the adventures of Taxi Dog.
The Adventures of Taxi Dog by Deborah and Sal Baraka. Pictures by Mark Buhner. Read by Vincent Gardemia.
My name is Maxie. I ride in a taxi around New York City all day.
You're crushing against the light, buddy.
I sit next to Jim. I belong to him. But it wasn't always this way. I grew up in the city all dirty and gritty, looking for food after dark. I roamed all around, avoiding the pound, and lived on my own in the park. One day, a car stopped. Its tire had popped. Out stepped a tall man I could see. He came over and said, as he patted my head, "Are you lost? You can come home with me." Did I hear right? Oh, boy. My tail wagged with joy. I jumped right up on the seat. He said, "My name's Jim. I could ride home with him, and he'd give me some good food to eat." I ate, and I ate, and I cleaned the whole plate. Then Jim took a scarf of bright red. He tied it around me, so glad that he found me, and kissed me on top of my head. Ah, my wish had come true. I could start life anew. At last, I had a warm home with someone to love me and take good care of me. No longer would I have to roam. Jim said, "Your name's Maxie. You'll ride in my taxi. We'll ride all over the town. We'll see all the sights, all the streets and the lights. We'll go riding uptown and down." There was so much to see. Every building and tree, with people and cars everywhere. All the interesting places, new friends and new faces. Each time we pick up a fare.
Taxi!
One time, a big lady who said she was Sadie was singing that night in a show. She broke into a song and I sang right along. You couldn't tell me from the pro. To the hospital, quick! My wife is quite sick, cried a man as we stopped for the light. Our baby is due. And like lightning we flew, we made it in time. Whew, what a night. Sometimes, when it's slow, to the airport we go. We get in the line at the stand. We wait for a fare and a hot dog we share, while we watch the planes take off and land. The door opened wide. Guess who jumped inside? Two clowns and a chimp they called Murray.
Everything's upside down.
Jackal, jackal, jackal.
We're performing at 8, and our flight came in late. To the circus, and please try to hurry. We get such big tips on most of our trips. Jim is surprised at this treat, but he doesn't know that I put on a show for the passengers in the back seat. At the end of each day, when we've earned our pay, we drive the cab back to its spot, where our boss named Lou says, "Hi, how'd you do? Have a biscuit." He likes me a lot. It's just like a dream. Me and Jim, we're a team. I'm always there at his side. We never stand still. Every day's a new thrill. Come join us next time for a ride!
You know, Jim was really lucky to have found Maxie. Dogs can be remarkably faithful friends. And sometimes, with the right kind of training, they can also become important partners.
That's it.
My name is Lisa Ferrario. I'm 15 years old. And I live in Broomfield, Colorado with my parents. This is Cosmo, my canine companion. I have osteogenesis imperfecta, and it's a brittle bone disease. My bones break really easily. And I've been in a wheelchair for about 10 years, and therefore Cosmo has been a tremendous help for me. I trained with Cosmo for 14 days at the CCI, which stands for Canine Companions for Independence, down in San Diego. The minute they placed me with Cosmo, I fell instantly in love with him.
Okay. I'm afraid to do this.
Put it on. Cosmo is never away from me. He goes to the mall, goes to school with me, goes out to eat when we go out to eat. Just everywhere I go, he goes.
I think that'll look good, honey. Yes.
No.
Yo, so we should get this. It's our school colors.
Yeah, it is. It's nice.
What size is it?
It's a medium.
It's on sale.
Sale, too.
Yeah, it is on sale. It's cute. You think it'd fit me?
Yeah, it fits you.
Yeah, okay, I'll buy it. Let's pay for it.
You do know to put buttons on it.
Cosmo can pay for the purchases at the mall because I can't reach the counter.
Is that all for you today?
Yes, please.
Good luck.
Good boy, Haas. Good boy.
Hold Haas. Good boy. He's gonna give you the money.
Okay.
Okay. Right, Haas. That's it. Good boy, Haas. Good boy. Oh, good Haas. Important part of our relationship is that I can always depend upon Cosmo and always rely on him and always know that he's going to be there for me whenever I need him.
Do you want to eat? Come here. So take it to Lisa.
My mom thought that I would benefit from a canine companion because the dog could pull me in the mall or help me at school and help me at home when I was at home by myself.
Let's go, Cos. That's a boy. Good boy, Cos.
Cosmo not only takes care of me, but I also take care of Cosmo. We take care of each other.
Hey, Cos, food.
At CCI, one of the things we studied was dog psychology. We learned about their moods, how their mood swings. Sometimes he's happy, sometimes he's sad, and sometimes he's sleepy. Cosmo, Cosy. Cosmo. Come on, Cos. Cosmo's a dog, so naturally sometimes he misbehaves. Like, if I tell him a command, sometimes he won't do it, but not very often.
Come on, that's it. Good boy, switch, Cos. Switch, Cosy. Switch. That's it. That's it. Good boy. Oh, good boy.
Cosmo's a totally different dog when he's working. When he puts on the backpack, he knows that he has a job to do. Cosmo wears a backpack because that's the way that he pulls me through the halls. I hold onto a strap that's on his backpack. And he can carry things like my purse, or my keys, or my folder, or a pen or pencil. I don't think I'd be able to be as involved in school activities without Cosmo. For instance, in newspaper, we deliver papers, and Cosmo pulls me through the halls. Sometimes he carries the newspapers in his backpack. Go in. That's it. Good boy. I'm the feature editor in my newspaper class, and I design my page, and put pictures on my page, and put the stories on my page.
I need help. Please.
About this headline, what do you think is a good verb? Winter dance. Dazzles. Cosy, stay. No. Down. Cosmo's perfect for me because he's very gentle. Down. He's very strong in pulling. He can pull 180 pounds. So it's no sweat for him to pull me through the halls. He's very patient and just very loving.
That's it. Cosmo, speak.
Good boy, Cos. Good boy.
Hi.
The other students and teachers love Cosmo, just as a part of the school. He's a part of the family now.
I want you to be prepared then to
on the back. And okay, ready? Yeah. Cosmo, get the juice. Yes,
boy.
I consider Cosmo a friend, a partner. He's always there, so he's just like the other half of me.
We all have special relationships with our pets, whether they are helping partners or loyal friends who can really make us laugh.
I knew the moment I saw you, it was my lucky day. And though you weren't quite what I expected, I loved you anyway. Now you're here and live with me and sharing everything that I do. We are always side by side. I think we're quite a pair, don't you? You're my best friend. When you're with me, you feel so fine. We're so happy when we're together, and we're together almost all the time. 'Cause we're best friends. I'm yours and you are mine. Let me say it again. You're my best friend. Some people may think that you're too green or too big and much too hairy, but I fell in love with you instinctively. And as a pair, we're just extraordinary. You're my best friend. When you're with me, I feel so fine. We're so happy when we're together, and we're together almost all the time. 'Cause we're best friends. I'm yours and you are mine. Let me say it again. You're my, let me say it again. You're my, let me say it again. You're my best friend.
Taxi drivers like to eat on the run. It's just a matter of pulling over for some classic New York street cuisine. I'll have a hot dog with the works, please, and an apple juice.
Works?
Yeah, lots of relish. How about just some onions and a lot of mustard for spice, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Just the way I like it. This is gonna be so good. You know, I guess you could call this a taxi dog. Well, if you liked The Adventures of Taxi Dog, then here are three other trips that'll keep your meter running. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, my name's Elisa Reyes, and I read an incredible book called I Want a Dog. The author is Dial Carr Cosa. This book is kind of unusual and funny. Let me tell you about it. May really wants a dog, but her parents say she's not old enough. May is not happy with this answer. She tries everything to get a dog. When she can't have a dog, she pretends her roller skate is her pet. This leads to all kinds of silly situations. Soon, all of her friends are walking with roller skates. May took really good care of her roller skate, but she wanted a dog. I know how May felt because I want a dog myself. If you want a pet, you should read this book.
Have you ever wondered how dogs and people became friends? Here's how it might have happened in a book called The First Dog. The story begins a long time ago. The boy in the story is called Kip. Kip is followed home by a wolf. The wolf keeps begging for food. Kip doesn't want to share his food. The wolf's senses are very sharp. He tries to warn Kip when danger is coming. I'm Michael. I can't tell you how the book ends, but if you love dogs, this book is for you.
Have you ever been to a big city? Well, here's a book that will give you a quick glimpse of city life while riding in the back seat of a taxi cab. It's called Taxi, a Book of City Words. It's morning in the city, and the taxi driver has a busy day ahead of him. His first stop is a tall office building. His passengers are in a hurry. He's off to the railroad station. That's where he'll find his next customer. This is gonna be a long day. We've got lots to see. We're off to the zoo, a cruise ship, and a trip through a tunnel. As you're riding through town, you'll discover many new city words. The bright and colorful pictures will also help to guide you along. I'm Tiffany, and this is a ride I'll never forget. So the next time you're in the city, remember to stop and grab Taxi, a book of city words.
Taxi!
Lucky for you, you don't have to hail a cab today. It looks like it can be a pretty tough job. Well, I've really enjoyed driving a cab for a day and having you along as my passenger. But my shift is over, and it's time for me to call it a day. Hey, I guess now's the perfect time for me to try out my own cab hailing technique. Taxi! I'll see you next time. Going uptown, please.
I
Today's Reading Rainbow books are The Adventures of Taxi Dog by Deborah and Sal Baraka, pictures by Mark Buhner, published by Dial Books for Young Readers, a division of Penguin Books USA, Incorporated. I Want a Dog, story and pictures by Dayal Kaur Khalsa, published by Clarkson N. Potter. The First Dog, written and illustrated by Jan Brett, published by Harcourt Brace Jovanovich, Incorporated. Taxi, A Book of City Words, by Betsy and Giulio Maestro, published by Clarion Books, a Houghton Mifflin Company imprint.